listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices, and we are here, as always, with Fox 56's Bob Ide.
I'm here again. I keep bringing me back.
You keep coming back.
I know. It must be the donuts.
It must be the donuts. I was promised donuts. There were no donuts this morning. So how are you?
I'm great. We're getting through spring.
Yeah.
Figuring things out.
Yeah.
Rail Riders are back in town
Rail
for
Riders
a little bit.
Back.
Penguins right towards the playoffs.
Right.
New things going on. So yeah, we're keeping up to date. Still a lot going on.
But we're
going
to throw the audience a curve today and start with college football.
College football?
College football.
Yeah, well, we kind of touched on it last week. Penn
right.
State started with their new coach.
Yes.
Well, Lackawanna College has a brand new coach. Of course, we talked about Mark Duda, and we talked about he's stepping down. And so now they hired Mark Ross. And
mm-hmm.
Mark Ross was a former coach at Misericordia University when they first
yeah.
started their program.
Yeah.
And then he left after COVID. He went down to Bloomsburg University with Frank Sheptock. He was the defensive coordinator down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year he was up at Cornell. He's kind of operations manager,
right?
But still living in the back mountain. So then when Lackawanna said, we're going to go to the PSAC, we're going to Division II,
mm-hmm.
Mark stepped down, things went right in place. And here comes
right.
Mark Ross
right.
right in to take over.
Yeah.
And they started spring practice this week.
Let's hear from Mark Ross.
Well, the roster's, you know, in my opinion, maybe even better than I could have anticipated. Mm-hmm. I think everybody here has been pleasantly surprised at the retention of the kids. We got two nights in down at Riverfront last week. A lot of energy, a lot of excitement. We're teaching. We'll get down to the stadium this week and get outside and start to actually play real football a little bit. But it's been a lot of fun to start to learn and get to know these guys and to watch them get after it.
Okay. So, you know, he's got 30 years of experience, and he is mm-hmm. taking over at Lackawanna as they're really going into a new era of their team.
It is a new era. And then with the new era comes new players or keeping the same players. And that's the mm-hmm. the biggest thing. Lackawanna College was a great junior college program
right.
that put kids back up to Division I teams, Division II teams. New era of college football, some kids are going from Division II now to Division I because of NIL,
mm-hmm.
or there's not really a junior college pipeline, as you would say, to top Division I teams now, like Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
More, it's transfer, transfer, transfer. So there are kids staying from Lackawanna and what were under Mark Duda that Mark Duda recruited, and they're
mm-hmm.
staying for now.
Yeah.
There's spring practice. But again, as I talked to the athletic director there, people are out trying to get their players. Everyone's swarming.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So keeping their players at Lackawanna is going to be the biggest thing. And then we can get out and recruit.
Mm-hmm.
And he has. He's kept a lot of local players
okay.
coming now to Lackawanna College.
Okay.
That's going to be the biggest thing. How successful they'll be in their first year in the PSAC when they start in September, that remains to be seen. But they have a coach with experience in the PSAC. He knows what Division II football is all about.
Okay. And you have a special report that aired on Fox 56 that folks can find on your website, correct?
Yeah, part of that interview we just saw and you heard.
Yeah.
You can see, watch it on fox56.com. That ran Wednesday and Thursday night in our news.
Okay. Let's go back to a seasonal sport. Let's talk
okay.
about hockey, sir. Let's talk about the Penguins. They're, you know, they're on a roll.
They are on a roll.
Okay.
Before Thursday night's game, they'd won six in a row, a best franchise record on the road ever.
Okay.
I asked Coach Kirk McDonald, that's not what we're going to hear.
Okay.
Said,
right.
How did you do it? How do you do it? How did you have the best record in franchise history? And his one-word answer, or I don't say one word,
right.
his short answer was, I don't know.
Okay.
So, of course, being a reporter, I said, right. Well, okay, well, how is it important?
Yeah.
Well, it's a big important because if you don't have a good record on the road, that's not going to help you get to the 90 points that they're at in second
yeah.
place in the Atlantic Division and get that bye. So they had their last road game last night. Then they have a couple home games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it's an easy schedule.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a difficult schedule for the way they're playing. And then they'll start the Calder Cup playoffs, hopefully. And they should be in second place and get that first round bye.
Okay. So we're going to hear from forward Aiden McDonald, correct?
Aiden is kind of a guy that's leading the points. And you're like, huh?
Yeah.
Like with all these names out there
right.
That they have. But a lot of those big names
mm-hmm.
have gone to the NHL and they're in Pittsburgh, but coming back and forth.
Right.
And Aiden broke his leg.
Okay.
Last 12 games in, he was playing for Charlotte last year.
Mm-hmm.
Broke his leg. He was out the
wow.
entire year. Charlotte did not. They went on to win the Calder Cup, in fact. Charlotte did not retain him. So he signed an AHL contract. So he cannot play in the NHL unless Pittsburgh says, you're so good, we're going to purchase your contract.
Right.
And they have it. He come back. He's on a roll.
Okay. Let's hear from the 26-year-old Aiden McDonough.
I think it's just been a maturing process. Like, we do have a young team, and I think we're kind of learning, you know, sometimes the hard way, but we're learning how to win tight games, how to play the right way. You know, I think our maturity over the season in terms of how we play and, you know, we don't turn nearly as many pucks over. I feel like we're on the right side of pucks a lot more. Stuff that just, you know, is winning hockey that is going to really, you know, you really need it this time of year. And I think we've gotten closer as a group. We've had tons of movement with guys going up and down or guys getting traded or whatnot. But, you know, the guys that have kind of all been here or come in new have all fit really well into this group. And we love to have a lot of fun with each other, you know, at the rink and on the ice. But at the same time, we work. You know, our practices are intense. We compete. And it kind of pushes us, you know, every day. And, you know, coach has been great with, you know, staying on us about, you know, every single day we got to continue to get better. And that's our goal. So I think it's kind of hopefully all coming to fruition here. And, you know, the most important time of year to be playing hockey is right now.
So the most important time of the year to play in hockey is right now.
It's right now because they started out the season 7-0.
Yeah.
It's a long season. Yeah, I mean, we were back in October. It's long, right?
Correct.
So now they get on a little streak going into the playoffs. That's when you want to clinch. You want to start playing good hockey.
Yeah.
And then they'll return home
on
Saturday to play Cleveland at 6:05.
And they're not going to play as themselves.
No. They're going to be the Steamtown Gandy Dancers. So they've done this the last few years.
Right.
They were the Progies. They were, I can't think of all the names.
Yeah.
But what is a Gandy Dancer? I know you know.
It's a term for a railroad employee, for a worker on the railroad.
Yeah. So Steamtown.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that makes kind of sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
So that's going to be their night name on Saturday night. So go down. We'll see the Gandy Dancers play.
Okay. Folks, thanks for being with us, and we will see you again next week.